today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I would assume if you're talking about lakes, primarily bass, is that what you you hunt for?
Marty bass?
Yes, plenty of Marty bass.
And I've got a hook in my jaw. All right, stop the Marty bass. No.
How'd you get the fish in your jacket?
All right. English is not her first language. Dutch pilot.
She's one smart cookie, isn't she, Mike?
She sure is.
One of the most popular islands with the most...
I can't even have any fun without you going back to 1951. On service, they responded much faster than I'd anticipated. I was left with a wide range of offers. Brilliant work, Bark! That comes from Sonny. Sonny wrote that, and the Sonny is spelled like a sunny day.
Oh, and not like Sonny Jurgensen?
I know who you are, Bark.
I need a magician. And it would just be him...
I was having a party for Gunner, and we had a magician. We thought he was just fine. And then we went out to his favorite restaurant.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Climbing the hump on a beautiful Wednesday, everybody, from the wilds of the Virginia suburbs all the way through our nation's capital and down here to Southwest Florida. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm Mike, your host, and we're happy to have you along all over the place. Places like Brooklyn, New York, Fairhope, Alabama. I don't know if that was near where that lady was aiding the fugitive to get away, and she'd worked in the corrections biz for, oh my God, over a decade. There she is, pretty lady. Eunice, Louisiana, Winthrop, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Sholo, Arizona, Nairobi, Kenya. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. Glad to have you along for a... Is that me? Did I knock that down? Hold on. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I made noise. Well, I wanted to be like everybody in my house down here from where I do the show, and I wanted to make noise, too.
Why we should not get you a tambourine.
Hey, that'd be great. You know, all sorts of... Or sticks. Remember back in grade school, you used to bang sticks
rhythm
together?
Rhythm sticks,
then,
yeah.
And then Jimmy Fallon made a career out of it, playing contemporary music. Let me explain the concept for you. He played contemporary musical tunes with childhood instruments, which I think, for me, welcome to the program. For me, it was always a tie between the genius of taking contemporary music and rearranging it with childhood instruments, or carpool karaoke from that hilarious British comedian James Corden, would have people sit in his car and they would sing together, and he'd get some of the biggest stars in the world. It was so much great stuff going on. And then of course when Comedy Central upgraded to the magnificent South African comedian Trevor Noah, it's tough to choose.
What does he do with music on his program?
nothing at all.
How's the band?
He's got a Spotify playlist.
I don't think he has a band.
Well, no, he has to have a band. If it's a late night talk show, he has to have a band.
No, he doesn't, asshole.
Okay.
What's that about?
There we go.
I don't know. Welcome to the show.
I love you too.
There you go. Here we are. It was quite a pony-rific beginning to the show today. That tests my sanity more than anything else in the world. It's just doing, when you talk about doing this show for as long as we've done it,
yes,
it's just when we have some of those technical
and
things, that's my...
And not his fault, right?
No, it's not his
but
fault at all.
But it's just his lack of communication, because he'll say...
Oh, it's horrible.
Meep
it's
up, like, meep up. And then it's quiet, and you're like, did we miss the rest of that conversation? Are we ready to go?
He shuts down. He shuts down.
Yeah, but he did a good job once we propped him up. He said, tell us exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, but you did have to send him out into the office to peer around corners secretly.
He said, please talk to people. You love people.
So we're here, and we're delighted to have you with us today. And yeah, the big story, and Oscar's got the details on it yesterday that everybody was following. I don't know why I didn't care that much about it, but it was really interesting to watch it. That I did watch TMZ where they showed the actual video of the bust, and of course the sheriff's deputy, corrections official mm-hmm. that helped him escape because I guess they were in love. It just was weird, and then she ends up taking her own life, and there he is, the toothless wonder, 6'9". The guy was
tall, drink of water.
And then it just was strange. And the thing that intrigued me when you came in today, first of all, let me see if I've got the facts right, because I know you got the story there.
Okay.
She is transporting him to court in Alabama,
Casey White.
Correct?
Well, yeah, the late Casey White. I'm sorry, the late Vicky White.
No relation to each other, though, yeah.
And he was a white also.
Yeah, he's Casey White, yes.
They're both whites.
Vicky White was 56. How? Casey White is 38.
And so they're on the way to court. Normally that's supposed to be two corrections officers. Mm-hmm. She arranged it so there'd be only one, and then they took off.
They scoot from Wakefield, Indiana, and then are...
They go to Wakefield, Indiana?
They scoot from Alabama County and go straight to Wakefield, Indiana, where they get caught. Now, a couple notes. One is... What I love about how they were captured is they did everything that every vagrant criminal does, which is usually people are somewhere near some sort of touchless car wash because that's mm-hmm. where the witnesses were, which is hilarious. Sure. And then it wasn't a Red Roof Inn, but it was a Motel 8, which screams adultery or crime, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We stayed in, was it a Motel 8 where the bullet holes were on 95? And we were like, oh, I guess this is where we got to stay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Have you ever checked into a motel and said, I'm not staying here?
Oh, it's been unacceptable?
You can get your money back?
No, not just unacceptable. Have you ever gone to, on the road, at a friend's house, going to a wedding, whatever, have you ever checked into a place and said, I'm out of here.
Once,
not doing it.
Once they swipe that card, Mike, I don't know how to get that money back, so I'm sleeping where I got swiped.
And remember, I stayed at a motel that had a mushroom growing in it.
Yeah.
And I stayed there.
We split on the road coming down to Florida because we did not feel safe.
Ooh.
We actually, there was some hooliganism going on. Mm. And a tremendous odor of marijuana.
Got it.
And I didn't feel it was a safe environment for my son. So we got out of Dodge and ate the S sandwich financially and moved on down the road. It was the combination of the people. There seemed to be some sort of conclave that was hinky to me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like it.
Ocean City Bike Week?
Close to it, similar.
You should have filed a complaint to the head of the corporation, and his name is Red. He's the Red Roof Bobblehead.
Red, hi. My name's Red, the Red Roof Bobblehead. We got out of there because I had never done it before. I don't think I'll ever do it again. Mm. And we got out of Dodge, and we decided to cancel the whole trip, and we flew down to Sandals in the Bahamas for the buffet. No, I'm kidding. Of course, that's another person.
But you probably found like a Marriott Courtyard or something like that.
We found something close by, but it was a pain in the ass, and it was just really, really weird. After all was said and done,
criminals, if you're able to escape, everyone gives you so much credit in the press. They're like, "How did they do this? They had a getaway car.
They beat the system.
I can't believe it." Like backtracking, like, and as I was reading the story last night, and then this morning. I realized that Vicky White had been, you know, like any great master plan. This isn't the Shawshank Redemption, like what Andy Dufresne did.
No, but not the IQ levels of the Andy Dufresne.
Correct.
No way.
No.
Though the foresight to sell your home, cash out your equity, all of these like really momentous pivot points within anyone's life, that in itself... Much like the FBI, when they're looking for the mole, or CIA is looking for the mole within the organization, they look for bank account deposits that fluctuate highly, or people living beyond their means. Like, how did this happen? Like, they do that internally for their people. There's got to be a way for some sort of augmented or automated system that says, "Oh, someone has sold their home. Let's put them in this like caution time of." they're flush with cash.
Especially
they work at the
Corrections
Institute.
Like a guard, yeah.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
So you're talking about data, collection?
Data-driven probability of falling in love with a prison ding-a-ling and then rolling off and trying to get away.
The person who bought their house got a great deal, though, because her house came with a spare tire.
Well, I don't get that. What
does
mobile
that mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did she have a mobile home?
No,
I think she had a proper home. Proper home.
A proper home. Proper.
No, it's happened before. Yeah, yeah. There's been prison love all
like
the time.
Like, how are you compromised? How, what type of, I know this is dangerous. And this, we're talking about probability, Mike, but just like banks, when they're going to give you a loan.
Yeah.
The banks have figured out how to give us a probability that we'll be able to repay. Mm-hmm. And then they balance that against your credit score and your past. If you're in law enforcement, you have to have some sort of, I think, governor to make sure they're like, hey, is everything okay?
You know what solves the problem besides doing all of what you suggested?
Yes.
Which would be a tough slog,
yeah, that's
in my
like,
opinion.
I mean, civil liberties aside, of course.
No, yes, but it's course. Also getting it, getting that information and putting in a protocol that would get the information. The protocol was that no prisoner is supposed to be transferred without another deputy president. And the asshat.
Have they discussed how she got around that?
Well, yeah, they've said she got
trust.
Around it.
They were like, I'll take
she
care of
she was a long-termer, yeah. And that was... So the idea of allowing that to happen should never happen again. That's that's how you button up that problem. She's going with another deputy. They can't do that. So in the end, we don't know the details of this.
Yeah, she lost her life tragically.
Self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Yeah.
And there he is, no gunshot wound on him at all. And, we probably never will know the particulars.
No.
They did say that he referred to her as his wife. So they were going to try to have a life together. You never know how manipulative. This is a long-termer, this guy. This is a guy that's been in the system for a long time.
For murder.
You wonder how, I don't think your average prison guard is going to be developing the next electric car, the last time I checked. So, right? I mean, you're dealing with...
Probably, yes.
You're dealing with probably somebody who's easily corruptible. I watched the Shawshank Redemption. Even the worst guards weren't that bright, right? He duped them up on the...
This would have happened. This would happen more often. It wouldn't be as salacious. I believe that you're in that trade because you... like. This is what you're great at, and for so long she would have been compromised a long time ago.
Have you seen Monsters Ball?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You're in that trade because your town happens to be where the prison is.
Yeah.
That's why you're in
it's
that
an
trade.
Industry.
It's not like I got a flight out to Malibu on Saturday. They're interviewing me for a cherry corrections job. No, they're in Anusville, nowhere, and they're that's where that's where no,
there's a
that's
prison
where they,
in Lorton. Lorton's beautiful.
Lorton's
not a prison
not there,
anymore.
It's not a prison anymore.
No. It's now a very distinguished suburb.
I thought it was a landfill.
No.
So I mean, and I'm not besmirching people that do that for a living, but I'm saying the majority of people that do that are probably from the area, and that's a convenient job for them, and that's what they get. This is not the first time you've had a female or a male for that matter who have been involved with prisoners. I think it's happened in female corrections facilities and in men's correctional facilities, and it is something that you just have to button up your standard. That's why they have two. Happened was the guy that went all right. That's what happens.
Yeah. It's always an intriguing story because Prison Break and Prison Love are both intriguing topics. As I think back over the years we've talked about this, Mike, hasn't it always...
What?
No, I was just being silly.
I know. You're working up the old Spiewak BS meter. That's what you're doing.
No, I'm just thinking,
I've
doesn't
been
it
a fan
seem
of
like...
the tossed salad. How about you, fellas? Yeah,
that sounded like that, Robbie. I've always been... terribly interested in Prison Love.
I said
really
it was intriguing. It's all, but jail breaks are intriguing.
Guys, I'm into salads now.
That's
how about
right.
That Prison Love toss salad?
I'm curious. Doesn't it seem, as you think back over it, how about it, that it's more often a male prisoner that seduces the female guard. That's how it seems to fall out more often than
not. It's probably population probabilities, right?
Yeah, probably the population, but I think that there have been incidences of it working the other way as well.
Sure.
You know, when you're, it's like when you have an office romance, right? I mean, that's the office.
Yeah.
I'm going to the office, honey. I'm going to work. I'm going to work. I'm going to be with people that are behind bars all day.
Yeah, but
like Oscar and Shannon.
A jail and work are completely different things.
No, I don't know. It depends on where you work.
But it's still every day interacting with people.
Yeah, the people in front
of you. That's the way it is. And, I mean, it's documented that our prisons are ridiculously overcrowded, and I think things fall through the cracks
COVID let a lot of people go? Like, I feel like a lot of white-collar crime people went home. They were like, oh, my bad. COVID. Gotta go.
My bad.
Her last words were, get out and run.
Yeah.
That's what she said before she killed herself. The recording captures the wail of sirens as police apparently swarm the wrecked Cadillac, followed by several shrieks from Vicky White before she suddenly fell silent. Well, the car got wrecked. Maybe that's what the shrieking was about. She had heard apparently panicking as cops in Indiana closed in Monday. The dramatic ending came after she and Casey White, the murder inmate who she allegedly sprung from the Alabama prison, spent 11 days on the road amid a frantic manhunt. The 56-year-old assistant director of corrections. Assistant director. She was management.
Yeah, way up there.
Was found with a gunshot wound to the head and died that evening. Wow. Amazing, you know?
Of the three of us, who do you think could fit out of a prison window with four bars?
I need.
What do you mean,
weeks.
Like who could escape?
Yeah,
I need a.
What
few
you
weeks.
Is that? You're doing a roundabout fat joke? Is that what you're doing?
No,
with
I'm sorry. Of the four of us, it'd probably be Pony, right?
I know who's most likely to strike up a relationship with a corrections official.
I have two high standards.
I couldn't even. I remember back in my strip joint days, I couldn't stay in the bar if the dancers weren't attractive.
No,
I had to leave. Other guys would stay just because they're naked.
Rob, you like a good personality, right?
Well, I like prison love, as I've mentioned before. So.
Right.
I might just be happy to stay there. Depends on who my roommate is.
Got it. Got it.
Wow.
You guys got good Wi-Fi in here? Yeah, this
Although,
works.
If you were to put me and Mike in a cell, only one would come out alive, I'm afraid. I don't think it would last.
Why?
I think Oscar and I think you and I could go
We get along.
Right?
Yeah, we'd set up a shop. I'd be more the mom, and you'd be the dad.
Yeah.
We'd build a life.
Yeah. We'd look at that beautiful combination toilet sink thing in the corner and say, what can we do with this?
Yes.
What can we make it better?
Yeah, we'd somehow save a little top ramen to make macaroni figurines so we'd have some sort of decorations.
Meanwhile, you're doing watercolors.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Paint for each other.
Mm-hmm.
The sheriff of the Alabama County said that Casey White, the dude, the murderer, has shown no remorse for his lover's death. In video released by the sheriff's office late Tuesday, the 6'9" inmate can be seen calmly walking as he is accompanied by guards to be transported back to prison. So obviously, if she was multi-years in, she was 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
She had an unblemished record working at the prison for 25 years. So this was, this was the end of her world.
Yeah, end of
She, and he's just going back to the joint.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. They, the authorities said they had secretly engaged in a phone relationship for at least 2 years, and Vicky gave Casey perks like extra food in prison.
and a longer bed.
You want taters?
Let mama feed you.
Longer bed. Let's see those dogs hanging off the end of that cot.
Yeah.
Get you a longer mattress.
Longer bed. This is what it's called, California cake.
I'll give you a corn dog for your corn dog.
I'm not sure I agree with you with the data gathering where, just because you sell your house, she was getting ready to retire. So that's
moved into her mom's house next door.
Yeah.
And then cooled her heels until she left with her boyfriend with a bunch of cash.
Yeah, but nobody's going to know what's going on, even if they collect data. They really? I thought you had a better idea for solving this.
And doesn't the bank already do that? Don't you get contacted by your bank if an out of the ordinary transaction occurs? They just want to say,
yeah, but,
hey,
why, but I'm once again, I'm saying, oh, so you buy it, you sell your house.
Right.
And that, and you're planning on retiring anyway.
Right.
So my point, my hypothesis is that you sell your house and you're getting ready to retire. That's not unusual. You're getting ready to change your life.
I understand. I'm saying that as a whole, take this one case away that's an outlier that someone's about to retire. If something drastic and momentous happens, you get a little report, you know, as like Cybernet, the big government, and says, ah, interesting. This is out of the realm of like probability. Wonder what's happening in their life.
I don't know. I wonder about that because I just don't see how that would be obvious that something.
Like, for example, you, right? They'd be like, oh my God, this man's getting married again. What's going on?
No, what would happen is they'd go up to this lady. They'd
what?
Go up to this. He just, you know, he's trying to save it. He would go up to this lady.
Save
and
it.
Say,
this is. Listen to me. This actually happens with the FBI and CIA.
But you would go up to this lady and say, "You just withdrew all this money. What's going on?" And she'd go, "Nothing."
They,
I mean, that's all you can say.
They do an internal audit of their people. And if there are fluctuations in, well, this is like when, especially when they're doing an investigation, the easiest way to find where the criminals are and what's happening is when there are financial paper trails. And now they're all digital.
Right. Crypto.
Well, looking,
crypto.
When you're looking back on this, I think you have to just look at the reason. Well,
yeah,
what's the primary reason? Why was she so captivated by this particular prisoner?
He would have an enormous Schwanzstucker.
I don't know what happened there. That
what?
Just,
some CB interference.
This is going sideways.
No, I mean, I'm just when it now. No. Sorry. God damn, can I ever just play random spontaneous audio without it cycling into the next video, okay?
Think how hard it would be, Mike, if you were 6'9". You'd be so far away from the screen.
It'd be very, very difficult.
Yes.
I'm speculating why
about phone records?
She was so enamored with the guy.
He would have an enormous Schwanzstucker.
Well, if you're lonely and then, you know, some criminal that has some attractive
enormous
features.
Enormous mistake.
It's giving you attention, then yeah, you could get.
You know, that
off
is the audio equivalent of a pop-up ad. That is the that is anyone, and I know we had good. You know what? We do have a few moments to discuss this.
Yes.
Okay.
Is anybody burned to a crisp with shoehorning? You tune into the Mike O'Mara Show, and you know if you listen regularly. You know that I'm going to offer you 4 advertisers per show.
Yes.
For 90 minutes of content.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Which, in my humble opinion, is a bargain.
Mike,
it
it's
is
like
fantastic.
The Masters. Limited commercial interruption.
Limited commercial interruption. We thank our fine advertisers. What is not done on my show is that I'll be in mid-sentence and somebody will ejaculate a commercial into the middle of what's happening, and I consider pop-up ads to be just insane.
Mm-hmm.
They're insane. It's just like when you're watching YouTube and you're watching it without subscribing.
Yeah.
And they will just randomly shoehorn their ads in, and you'll get 5 seconds of an ad, and then you can skip the ads. It's just this exercise in forcing things on the consumer that they really, really don't want. And I would be much more happy with tuning in and logging into YouTube, for example. I'll use YouTube as the classic.
All right.
I've taken to lingering on YouTube for just fun through my television, just watching it for fun.
It's great, isn't
in the
it?
Evening. It's a really nice break from regular television. It really is. When you just want to see certain what? Come here. What? Just come over here. You just can't say it halfway across the room.
Hi guys.
Hi.
Did you tell them what you were watching when these ads came on? We were in bed and you had YouTube on and we were watching it through the television.
Oh.
Did he tell you?
Oh, this just got a turn.
Yeah.
What were you watching, Mike?
What was I watching? I don't know. What?
He was watching a Japanese chef making fried rice.
Ooh.
Food porn.
Okay. I'll take that one. Yeah, I'll take that one. You didn't
and
see me.
And we couldn't quit watching it. It was like 11:30 at night. Yeah. And it just kept me up. It was fascinating.
You know who I'm fascinated with now?
Hmm.
Who?
You're not going to like it.
Who?
Dutch pilot girl.
Who's she?
She's a pilot. Flies big jets. 737
Is she from Holland?
Jets. She's from Holland, Rob. Thank you.
You must show me her.
You want to see Dutch pilot girl?
I'm looking for Dutch pilot girl. Hold on. All right. Yeah, get out of my way.
All right. Wait a minute.
It's a race for Dutch pilot girl.
Here we go. Here we go, YouTube.
Hold on.
Don't burn me.
Right now.
Yeah, Vol.
There she is.
That's wrong language, Pony.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to my channel. And thank you so much for watching this video. I hope you're all doing great today. You're lucky because I've been flying to all these stunning and amazing Greek islands lately.
Oh, Jesus.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
My God.
There she goes.
Dutch pilot girl.
Yeah.
Dutch pilot girl.
She's an enthusiast.
I'd like to book Dutch pilot girl on the show if possible.
I will reach out. Rob. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, she's... and also it makes me want to, she's been flying to Greece lately. And so it makes me want to travel. Okay. Can you book her? Can you just book her on the show?
I believe her name is Michelle.
All right. I don't know what her name is.
Michelle Goris. She,
okay. Yeah. And she's a 10-year veteran pilot of big jets. She flies big jets and she's much more easy on the eye than Joel Rogers is.
Well, yeah, you know? They would make a good team.
Oh, I think Joel would love to have her in the first officer's seat, or any other seat for that matter.
Anything that belongs
with
to the
side
officer.
Of fried rice.
Yeah.
So
and
what
she
was
does
this?
Just,
what was this fried rice video you were watching?
I believe either Japanese or Korean street food, and they show. I will watch any kind of food video, and the meticulous nature of this Japanese chef. Who was making fried rice in just this amazing way with this lengthy, this lengthy caramelization of onions and garlic that was just magnificent to watch, where he took such care and skill in making this product, and then he incorporated it into the rice, and then they put an egg, like they put eggs in the rice, and they just, the way that they make this, Asian food really... When you talk about the varieties all over Asia of these phenomenal taste combinations, it's just fun to watch.
It's amazing. It. You know, they have cookies with fortunes in them.
All right. All right. You know what? God. You can
he's
tell
just
he's
jealous.
Got,
he
you
can
tell he's going to live.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He can't eat it.
You
so
can
he's
tell
jealous.
He's going to live. Thanks, pal.
Don't be jelly.
Let me ask you this. Are you able? What is the dietary end of this? You hear drink, 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 drink. But when you go to your doctor, they say you can never eat this. Like, can you go to Peking Gourmet Inn and eat a duck if
right
you choose
now,
to?
A duck would probably be one of the things I could eat there. It would be fatty.
I was laughing in the background.
Yeah, a whole What's duck. That? Yeah, I could eat a duck. Nothing
a
to it.
Just a serving.
But
a lot.
Where I got to watch out for right now, especially where things are still coming into sort of a stasis, a balance in my body, is carbs. I can have like some fruit if it is a fiber type fruit because the fiber offsets the carbs. Like I can have an apple or a banana, but I shouldn't have like strawberries or grapes because they're just sugar bombs. So I can't. I haven't had any bread, any sort of crackers or bagel or toast or anything like that since I've been home. It's just been.
Have you sniffed it?
Smell the bread?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I smell the bread.
No,
that's hard. That's a trigger.
You can't do that. You smell stuff you can't have. You're like, maybe I can smell this.
Well, you don't want to smell it.
No.
Would anybody like to hear the sound of the sodium in my Pollo Tropical lunch that I had today?
Yes.
Yeah, I said I'll have the roast chicken. Thank you very much.
Which is fantastic.
I'll have the brown rice and not the white rice, and throw some black beans in there. that was the big mistake. I look at my nutrition every day, and suddenly I look at the sodium, and I am over my sodium for the day. The reason I remember my sodium is because my calories and my sodium are the same, 2,300 milligrams, 2,300 calories. So I remember that all the day. And if you're ever out like at a local Pollo restaurant, Pollo Tropical, Pollo Festiva, Pollo
That's
whatever.
Festival chicken and tropical chicken.
And you order the black beans in that little sauce they give you. You
know? Yeah.
That is a sodium bomb. That is a sodium bomb, ladies and gentlemen. And I had it right before I worked out today. And when I worked out, I thought it was going to be an upper body workout. And then the trainer, Tim, told me it's not an upper body workout. Today is leg day.
Little bit of dry in the mouth when you have a heavy sodium lunch and then go into upper body.
Yeah. I do this thing where you reach down and you pull up a barbell and you bend from the waist and you kind of jerk it up there.
Yeah.
You know,
it's this little.
And I will tell you something. That's Mr. Lighthead. You know, he said, did you drink a lot of water today? Nope. Just wanted sodium. Just poured a whole shaker of salt on my tongue and swallowed it. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay.
Take my word and take my advice. When you go to Pollo Tropical, don't have the beans. Just have the chicken and only eat the skin.
Sorry about that. I was playing the girl again. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
interrupt
you.
Dutch lady, the little Dutch girl.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to my channel. And thank you so much for watching this video.
No problem.
I hope you're all doing great today.
We are.
You're lucky because I've been flying to all these stunning and amazing Greek islands lately.
I know.
And the flights are full. I personally love to fly to the Greek islands because the people are super nice and we usually fly visual approaches there.
Visual approaches. So what she's doing is she's not using the instruments. Mm-hmm. She's flying the visual, like a real pilot does. So not only is she lovely, but she's ballsy, where she likes to. But most good pilots like that. Joel Rogers would tell you that. They like to fly the visual approaches because it's really flying the plane.
They're flying.
Not letting the computer.
The iPad is not in control.
It basically feels like flying around in a Cessna with 189 passengers on board.
And English is not her first language. Dutch pilot. Girl.
She's one smart cookie, isn't she, Mike?
She sure is.
One of the most popular islands with the most...
You know, you just... I can't even have any fun without you going back to 1951,
She's a smart cookie. English is not her first language.
Well, no, it's not.
Yeah.
You know, it's... I admire.
Refuse is Santorini. Have you been there before?
No, I haven't. We have to take a break.
Yeah,
is she in the cockpit the whole time, or is there a sarong or something?
They're showing pictures of her in Santorini.
Oh, I bet
in lovely outfits.
Nice.
Fetching outfits.
Triple threat. Pilot, model, great pitch woman. Because she does commercials.
I'd say quadruple threat. I'd say all that and speaks
English. I'm tired of you talking. We'll take a break and come back with the news.
Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ,
Hunter.
No.
It's 1,000 years old. Mm. Throw it away.
Mm-mm-mm.
Jim Goodbye, Hunter. Jim. God almighty, please. All right. Here, put it on the ground. Put it on the ground.
It's there.
Okay.
Gosh.
I like using that sound today. Is it too loud? Is it coming through too loud?
No, it's a beautiful sound.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Hey, it's time for our first sponsor.
Hey!
We're here.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Electric E-Bikes.
Hey!
It was right from the start today. What can I say? Did you see that Bolivian flash just go whizzing by? Fear not.
Zoom!
It's Oscar on his brand new electric e-bike. Oscar, do you love it?
I love it. I feel it. The breeze. I get to work faster because I get to the bike lanes and deal with traffic. It's great.
The electric e-bike mission is simple. Make e-bikes accessible for everyone. It's surprisingly affordable, starting at just $799. That way, it's less expensive than the competition. They're adjustable, customizable.
Sturdy.
So they're comfortable even for people who don't normally ride bikes. Plus, electric e-bikes fold up, ship free, and come pre-assembled and pre-charged. You will be on the road in no time. You can cover up to 45 miles at up to 28 miles per hour on just a 4 to 6 hour charge. And it's great not buying gas. Plus, it's way more eco-friendly than a car. Explore the great outdoors or the city while keeping the air clean. It goes over any terrain, snow, sand. Join the affordable e-bike revolution. Go to electricebikes.com and use code TMOS to get a free, foldable, mountable bike lock with any bike purchase. That's a free bike lock when you use the code TMOS at electricebike. That's electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, e-bikes, E-B-I-K-E-S.com. And let me double check. Is the bike foldable or is the bike lock is foldable. Foldable?
Yeah, the bike is foldable.
Folds in half.
But is the lock foldable?
They're both foldable.
They're both.
Yeah.
They're both foldable.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What so you get should a free do is foldable mountable bike.
Go to our website, click through the link. We've got a button right up front. You can look
you get
at
a free
it and
bike
you'll be amazed.
Lock, yes. Not a free bike. See, when you say it. The bike is foldable and then you're giving away a foldable bike lock, it sounds like really, see, because the sentence says, get a free foldable mountable bike lock.
Correct.
With any bike purchase. Yes. So the bike is foldable.
And the
lock is foldable.
Yeah.
And the lock is foldable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, very, very, very portable.
I'm all about truth in advertising. I want to make sure that everybody.
Experience.
Really, it's quite simple.
Great quality.
I want to make sure that everybody knows what's fur.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
That's just a little copy thing, Rob, that I've been killing myself with every time because they're both foldable and I got confused with that.
Okay.
So that's that. Thank God. Oh, we have good news. I worry, you know, guys. I worry all the time. I'm a warrior.
Yes.
That's all there is to it. I'm a warrior. I worried about Rob and I worry about Tom Brady, and thank God I don't have to worry anymore.
Oh, God.
Tom Brady and his family won't starve. He is getting a deal. He just signed a 10-year deal to be the lead NFL analyst for Fox Sports. Sources say it is worth $375 million.
Jesus Christ.
Because he needs it.
Wow.
ESPN recently loaded up Monday Night Football by snatching Troy Aikman and Joe Buck from Fox, and they also have Peyton and Eli Manning doing their online Manning cast. Gonna have that.
Yeah.
God. Talk about overrated. But it sounds like Fox found the air answer. Talks with Brady actually started before he unretired. He's only made $333 million over his 23-year career. It's actually a ton less than he could have made, but he's been known to take less to help his team afford better players to support him. That's what he did with the Patriots. When Tom does become a broadcaster, he'll share the booth with Kevin Burkhardt. Oscar, do you know Kevin Burkhardt?
Who was he paired with before?
I don't recognize the name. Somehow.
Yeah, I don't know Kevin Burkhardt. I know a lot of them, but I don't know that guy.
Mike Tyson. This begs the question, though, with all this shifting in the NFL announcers, where will Sam Rosen land?
Sam Rosen, one of the best in the business, Rob.
He's excellent. One of the best
in the business.
Top drawer.
Let me go on to my second story. Mike Tyson can breathe a sigh of relief. The boxing legend will not face criminal charges stemming from his airplane beatdown. TMZ has learned that. If anybody saw that, if you haven't.
It's wonderful.
It's Mike Tyson just kicking the crap out of an obnoxious dude that was bothering him. The San Mateo County District Attorney said Monday morning, because of the conduct of the victim leading up to the incident, the interaction between Mr. Tyson and the victim, as well as the requests of both the victim and Mr. Tyson, no charges will be filed against Iron Mike. It's a big deal for him because he'd been facing the possibility of multiple criminal charges after he punched the man repeatedly in the face at San Francisco on a JetBlue plane. April 20th is when that happened, so he's not going to be in trouble for that. And I'm glad.
Yeah.
Mike's paid a lot of dues.
Also, the guy, you know, he's publicly shamed on TikTok and the internet.
Right.
He's probably like, I had enough. Like, let's just get this passed.
Yeah, please.
Move on. Don't need to go to court with that or anything like that. I saw these pictures online and never thought much about this artist, but she is in Woman's Health magazine, Hillary Duff. She went nude for the latest issue of Woman's Health. She freely admitted that a makeup artist put glow all over her body and someone posed her in the most flattering positions. I think she's being modest. I think she looks absolutely wonderful. She's proud of her body and has made peace with it over the years. Quote, I think that at 34, I have just gained a lot of respect for my body. It's taken me all of the places I need to go, helped me build a beautiful family. I feel like the older I get, the more confident I get in my own skin, and my body's been many different shapes and sizes, and I'm really just fascinated by, one, being a woman, and two, all the changes that your body can go through throughout your lifetime, and she is stunning and tasteful, and it's wonderful to look at. It really
Oscar, she played Lizzie McGuire back in the day.
Yeah,
is that the one? Yeah,
they,
she was like on a kid's show.
She actually goes on, if you care about Lizzie McGuire, you know, she tried to pitch an adult version, and Disney was too scared of the content.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, she's you know, she was a megastar back in the day, and it was a wonderful photo shoot. And I think it'd be something I could see Dutch Pilot Girl do.
That'd be great.
Moving right along, it's been more than two decades since James Cromwell played the farmer in the Babe movies. Mm-hmm. He is 82 now, and he's still out there trying to save the animals.
Mm.
And the planet. Yesterday morning, he showed up at a Starbucks in Manhattan with some friends to protest the fact that they charge more for vegan milk than they do for cow's milk, which I don't think is right. Hmm. Dairy farming takes a toll on the planet, not to mention the animals, so they think it's immoral to upcharge for vegan options. James and another protester even glued their hands to the counter. How about that? When cops showed up, they unstuck their hands so they wouldn't get arrested. By that point, I guess they figured they'd proved their point. So I guess I wasn't aware of that Starbucks upcharges. I have soy milk every day when I'm at Starbucks. So,
oh, yeah.
Sort of related, I slammed my hand down on the counter at my sheets and it got stuck. So
that's a hygiene thing, Rob. Stop it. Apple, Oscar, has discontinued the iPod.
Oh,
they did it yesterday.
Brutal. Yeah.
The first iPod debuted October 23rd, 2001, and over the years, the product line included the iPod Classic, which was killed in 2014, the iPod Nano, and the iPod Shuffle. 2017, they killed them, and the iPod Mini, that was pulled in 2005. Do you still use it?
I have mine. I don't anymore, but it's still loaded with a lot of great tunes. I used to have it hooked up in my Chrysler. It would run directly into the radio, and it was great. It was a great
thing. Now that they've discontinued it, once they're done getting rid of them, that might be like turbo valuable. Is it in good shape?
It's fantastic,
Is it cherry, as the kids like to say?
Bristol, Mike.
Bristol, fantastic. All right, money coming your way. A new study found that even taking a one-week break from social media makes us happier.
Ah.
I believe that.
Researchers asked 150 people who use it every day to stay off it for a week, and by the end, they said they were less stressed, less depressed, and happier overall. The sad part, a lot of them couldn't do it. The average person still spent 21 minutes of their week on things like Facebook and TikTok.
Internet.
Bitcoin.
But that was 7.5 hours less than normal during a week for them. So that's true. I mean, you stay off
Mike,
that, you'll probably do better.
It's easier when you're older and you don't have that many people on it. But if everybody around you is on it, you like get sucked into that vortex.
Yeah, you do.
I think that I am the classic old man when it comes to social media. The only time I'm going to go to TikTok is when I'm on a news feed and there's a TikTok that I am told to look at. I really just don't do it on a regular. I'm not an Instagram guy.
TMOS TikTok is killing it.
Awesome.
The TMOS TikTok is fantastic. I'm aware of all the platforms, but, you know, I feel like the kids nowadays are more inclined to enjoy multiple platforms, whereas your old boy, it's the classic old man thing with Facebook because
Believe Julia is still on Facebook. I thought she'd be way too hip for that, but she maintains her page. So that's
Catherine and Elizabeth hardly ever.
Yeah.
You never see them there. It's just not there. Instagram, I think they're
probably
on it
IG,
all the time.
Yeah.
Do you find, I think young people that are in my life, my daughters, for example, I just don't see them on it in general, you know. And I think people still tweet.
They've got burner
to a
accounts.
Degree.
They're hiding from you.
Are they really?
I'm burner sure they've got account. Other. This is your family account. This is your burner account.
Well, I just know that I. I'm curious. I'm only curious about what one person's doing. I wonder what Dutch Pilot Girl is doing on. Now let's move on. I've got a little something right now. A 57-year-old woman. Her name was Christine Terman. She got upset on Sunday when she noticed that a neighbor's chicken had pooped on her back patio.
Oh.
So, she went inside and she got a bucket of pee from her bathroom.
Oof.
No details in this story on like why there was a bucket with urine in it. Perhaps she made it fresh. I don't know.
Could be.
She walked back out on the patio and threw the full bucket of pee at the neighbor. The bucket hit him in the face and the content spilled. He was drenched with urine. I would assume it's human, but I don't know. The police were called and arrested Christine along with her boyfriend, who was allegedly threatening the neighbor while the police were there. Christine has since been released after posting the whopping $500 bond. Police say the neighbor was in pain and smelled of urine, but he'll be fine. This took place in the great state of Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, it begs the question, why did the chicken poop on the patio?
Why?
That's the joke. Why did the chicken poop on the patio? Because the chicken lived in Florida. That's it.
Florida
That's
chicken.
That's all I got. That's Thank just you where very you much.
Go. That's just where you go.
Sure. Yeah.
And the reason she was able to like walk out on the patio and throw it and hit him in the head and cover him with urine, so the houses are 6 inches apart. You'll see that down here, Oscar.
I can't
go get my bucket.
Yeah. Hear your neighbor's farts down here. Anyway, wonderful. Stop looking at pictures on the internet, Mike. We'll be right back, everybody.
Romeo and Juliet. Antony and Cleopatra. Bogey and Bacall. Add to that list another one of the world's greatest love stories, Mike and Carla O'Mara. Their love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Their love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. And nowhere is that love story more on display than the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Yes, fall in love with love again and again with a Mike O'Mara Bonus Show subscription. Lovingly tap the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and order the TMOS Bonus Show today. You'll love it, just like Carla loves Mike.
Loud dishes.
Yep. Amen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Does your lawn have weeds, bare patches, or pet spots?
Sunday.
Remember that name. It can help you solve all these problems and more the easy way. They've got everything you need from fertilizer to seeds to weed control, and it's all delivered right to your door. I used to dread taking the time and effort to fertilize my lawn. Remember those big spreaders that you'd have to use?
Yes.
Now you can look forward to it. Sunday's lawn care products are quick and easy. I've used them. I don't even have to go to the store. Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. Just go to getsunday.com. All you do is put in your address. Their lawn analysis tool will do the rest for you. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan delivered to your door right when you need it. Sunday's lawn care products are made with your family in mind. That's why they use ingredients you can feel good about. Seaweed, iron, molasses. Best of all, it really works. I've used it. I know. Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We have something very, very special for you now. Spring, early summer means that we're going to get outside, and we're going to be outdoorsmen, and that means it's time for ponies. Fishing camp. Yes, that's right, anglers. Hope you're doing fine. Ponies fishing camp. Time to talk to our number one angler. We didn't even know, short of a few months ago, that our man Pony likes to not only make spaghetti at his house with his neighbors, but he likes to fish.
He has a boat in his car. Keeps a boat in his car.
Keeps a boat in his car?
Well, I don't keep it in my car all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got a foldable kayak like Oster's electric e-bike. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
A foldable kayak like many, many hinges.
Pony, how long have you been angling?
You know what? I actually started during the pandemic. Actually, like, started getting into it during the pandemic, and I got hooked, so to speak.
You're hooked. Get it?
Good night.
Hey, he got hooked, everybody. That's a good line, isn't it? That's Pony Boy. Pony Boy. Can you turn that music down just a little bit, please?
Of course.
Thank
yes.
you. Not that it's loud, but it's loud, at least in my ears. Pony.
Yes.
So you got hooked during the pandemic, and would this be like your numero uno hobby now?
Yeah, definitely. Whenever I have time on the weekends, if the weather's good enough, if it's not too windy, I'll just pack up my kayak and get out to one of the lakes around town and just have some fun fishing.
I can't believe that it would just start cold during a plague. Did you fish as a youth? Did you do it when you were growing up? Or does this, you just started?
I just started, which it, I know it's weird because usually everyone who likes fishing, like they learned from a grandparent or a parent or someone, but I just said, I'm going to give this a try. And I just watched a bunch of stuff on YouTube and did a lot of reading and just
Hi
got
guys,
better and better.
To my channel, and
stop
so
it. Turn that. God damn it. Stop playing that.
Is it cheap?
Sorry, Pony.
It is. You know what? It's not the most expensive hobby for sure. I mean, you can pay a lot of money if you want like really, really good gear. But I would say it's pretty affordable.
Like how much is your foldable kayak?
Yeah, how much was that?
The kayak is a little pricey. They're like about $1,200 or so. But
that's expensive.
I mean, like fishing
affordable.
Gear.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about fishing.
$1,200 bucks, it's like a kidney.
So you buy a Buick for that.
You've got a really expensive kayak, so you actually fish off of that?
Yeah, yeah. It's an inflatable kayak that fits in the trunk of my car. And I can go to any lake with it and just pump it up in like 5 or 10 minutes and be out on the water.
You don't blow it up with your mouth?
No. No.
That would kill him.
That might take a while.
He would die.
Do you have a fishing license?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you have to unless you want to get, you know, in trouble for fishing without a license.
The fish.
So you started during the pandemic, and I love this, by the way. I think it's great that you have this hobby. I would assume if you're talking about lakes, primarily bass, is that what you hunt for?
Marty bass?
Yes, plenty of Marty bass.
Marty bass. And some, I got a hook in my jaw. All right, don't stop the Marty bass. No.
How'd you get the fish in your jacket?
All right, we're trying to ask Pony about his hobby. Yes. I'm curious about. So, as far as fishing is concerned, do you have any fishing stories of note?
I think my best story was probably my biggest fish was actually at the oceanfront in Virginia Beach. I've got my like lake fishing gear and I've got my saltwater fishing gear.
And, surf fishing,
yeah, for fishing at the oceanfront. And there was a beautiful day when I caught an enormous stingray, and this woman ran up to take a picture of it as it was like
We have tape of that. Let's this is the stingray that that Pony caught. Okay, here it is.
No.
Right. This is exactly that's it.
This is the stingray called Flipper.
And this woman ran up trying to take pictures of it and tried to do like a selfie with this like stingray that's on the ground flopping around with like a stinger.
And
I give up on my board. I'm not playing any audio on this show anymore, ever again. I'm going to give myself a talking to like you would not believe. I swear to God, no way. Pony, back to your fishing.
Yes.
What is that? What are we hearing?
I'm playing music for Pony. This is Pony surf fishing.
What?
You know how I know you're doing. You know how I know. You know how I know you're doing better.
How?
You're back to doing everything I'm trying to do. So good. Anyway, let's. So back to you, Pony. As far as what's the biggest besides? Turn that off, please. Thank you. What's the biggest fish you've caught?
It would definitely be a stingray. There's an enormous stingray that I caught at the oceanfront, but in Fairfax.
How big was the stingray and like the diameter of it?
I'd say like about the size of a little bit smaller than a manhole cover. I mean, it was really, really big.
Wow.
Did it fight?
Yeah, it fought quite a bit.
Did you stomp on it?
No, but a woman almost did.
The PETA people are going to be upset with that.
He's going to. You can't grill it till you kill it.
Catch and release. You didn't like clean it, right? Nobody knows how to clean a stingray.
No.
Right?
I'm not gonna eat something like that. Like if I catch like a flounder or something at the ocean front, absolutely. But I mean, stingrays are that's not good eating.
So you've done the ocean front and you've done bass fishing on these lakes. Do you have a particular fishing hole that you?
Great question.
Is there a lake that you frequent?
Yeah, so I try to stick to the lakes that have a boat access, obviously, but ones that are a little bit smaller.
Why
so
is that?
Well, because if you have a boat and you want to take it on the water, Rob, you need boat access.
But I mean, you've got an inflatable kayak, can't you just throw that in, like the off the side of the road?
Yeah, like Navy
like
SEALs.
Well,
no,
I mean, I had a thought, Pony. If you went to like Party City and got the tank, what if you filled your kayak with helium?
Oh.
And then you could just float from your car into the lake.
Like the Hindenburg?
Great idea.
Yes, but not hydrogen, Mike.
Let me say that, so you do, but around here, because you don't get out of the beach all the time, do you do more freshwater fishing than saltwater?
A lot more, yeah. And it's there's not a ton of great fishing spots around here on the weekends, at least, because everything gets so crowded, which is why I like to stick to some of the smaller lakes, and you actually have a much better chance of catching stuff. But there's a lot of fun places to go around here.
Do you ever fish in anything that would be more of a pond than a lake?
No, but I guess one of the places I go, but I have really good luck there. There's a ditch, sure.
A creek?
If there's fish in it, I'll fish there.
Hey, Pony, do you watch on, speaking of YouTube, as I was before, do you watch that guy that a lot of it is down in Florida where he goes out to, like, I don't know what they are. They're kind of like retaining ponds or things like, and he throws his lure or a fish head like up into this tunnel and pulls out this amazing, massive. I mean, do you watch those kind of things where they're
like the catfish?
They're catching all sorts of weird stuff.
Yeah,
it's
they're
amazing.
Huge, though.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just watch Dutch Fishing Girl. That's about it.
Dutch Fishing Girl. Thank you very much. Very timely. What would be your advice to prospective anglers out there, Pony Boy?
Around here, keep your tackle light, and the fish are not going to bite anything too large. And you're so tempted to throw out bigger bait to get bigger fish, but you're just not going to catch very much if you're just throwing stuff that's too large. And also keep trying new techniques and new tackle. Because
are you a lure guy or are you a live bait guy?
Definitely a lure guy. So I don't usually catch as much, but it's more satisfying. It's more fun to like practice new techniques and
do you tie your own flies?
Yes, I do. No, I don't. I'm thinking about trying fly fishing, though. It does look like fun.
Do you use Eagle Hook brand hooks?
Eagle Claw brand hooks.
Yes.
Is that still a thing? Do they still have the guy with the flannel shirt on the packaging?
No. Now it's just like a weird like cartoon bald eagle.
You've never used like leftover food or anything? Because I would think in the D.C. area, that would be what the fish would be going for, like a piece of hot dog or something.
No, not
Why?
Really.
Wait a minute. Where do you get that from?
He's just hungry. Thinking of he's just hungry.
No, suburban fish. You get these suburban fish. The biggest fish we've caught in the lake by my father's beach place was caught with hot dog.
Was it a flounder or a catfish?
It was a carp.
Ooh. Oh, carp. Well, that's nasty, like poop-eating fish,
carp.
Right? You know?
Well,
I mean, they're nasty, right? You can't eat them.
Someone's got to eat it.
So you fry it up? You fry
sure.
up the carp?
Sure, we do. And then we put it back together and put it back in the water. And it amazingly can swim.
You know, Pony, if you love fishing, we've got amazing fishing down here where I live. Mm-hmm. So you could come down here and, get yourself a hotel room.
That sounds like a lot of fun,
we have to take a break.
Mike.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
Invite.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, wave to me.
Oscar and I are going fishing when he comes down this weekend after he installs the studio. Sure. We have to take a break. We'll be back with more of Michael Merritt.
UBS Evening News with Howard Beale.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a pandemic. You're upset and you're angry and you stare at your podcast player and you say, please don't take my Friday cocktail party or my shopping center or my bonus show or my steel Belgian radials. Luckily, you've got the Michael Merritt Show and it's not going anywhere. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. You've got to say, I'm a human being, goddammit. My life has value. You. And that's okay, because you can always go to your computer, open a window, and type MichaelMerritt.com. Do it. You'll be glad as hell, and you won't have to take it anymore. MichaelMerritt.com, making you as glad as hell. I must make my witness.
Fish. Thank you, Howard. Wonderful. Welcome back to the Michael Merritt Show. However you celebrate the season, spring is the perfect time for kids to explore the world around them. So, why not nurture that natural curiosity? KiwiCo delivers monthly science and art projects that inspire lifelong learning for kids of all ages. Help your kid discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, the science of cooking, geography and customs from new cultures, and brand new art techniques, all through seriously fun, hands-on projects. Michael loves his crates from KiwiCo, and I love watching him stay busy and challenged while having a blast with super cool hands-on projects delivered to our door. Sometimes he even lets me help, and I watch him grow by doing these projects. I love it. As a parent, it can be hard to find creative ways to keep your kids busy and challenged. KiwiCo to the rescue. Plus, KiwiCo has something for kids of all ages, and you can pause or cancel anytime. KiwiCo is truly great. Step into spring and celebrate the season of discovery with a KiwiCo subscription. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with the code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code TMOS. We got time for just a short break here, and I really, really wanted to ask a legal question. And for some reason, because Oscar has the highest level of education among us,
right?
I'll sometimes
probably
defer
get it
to
wrong.
Him.
Let's try.
Well, but it's just... So
is stealing legal.
Off the air, I've told you this, that I drive my kid to Little League and there's a school zone and there's a guy that has an F Biden, but it's got the word
yes.
flag that's flying up there. And it literally is in a school zone.
But is the full word
yes.
on there?
Yeah, it's spelled out.
Yeah, the F blank, blank, blank word. It's there. And I'm just kind of curious because I think it's and by the way, I am not exaggerating. So there's a Trump flag. There's another kind of flag that I can't read. And then there's larger than life, the F Biden
yes.
flag right. that's flying. Do you know what the other landmark that I happen to notice? Because I've been by it now probably 10, 11 times.
Same house?
Coming and going. Same house. It's always this. Been there forever. Got a bright red, like cherry red speedboat on a trailer out in front of this
sure.
house too. And there's one more landmark that it's got. I swear to God.
So F. Biden flag, a Trump flag, and
a full-size statue of the Virgin Mary. I am not
lying. Oh, no. It's one of my people.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's like
Catholics love
a straight-up Latino.
Yeah.
You really think it's a Latino family?
Who's got two thumbs and a Virgin Mary statue in their backyard in Olney, Maryland? This guy. Who had a Virgin Mary a statue in their beautiful, like their perfect townhouse, little patch of yard, and my mom put a Virgin Mary statue underneath the pineapple tree.
Well, my grandmother had St. Francis of Assisi in her backyard, so there's that.
In the garden?
In the garden, of course.
Yeah, most people have like leprechauns or gnomes or like, a little... a fake squirrel or their favorite Ohio Buckeye. My mom made it religious all the time.
Well, there it is. Just a little weird underneath the F Biden flag.
Well, I think
flag,
the F anybody, even if it was F Trump, would be.
I agree.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's an effing problem.
Good. I mean, but I hesitate to be that guy. I just don't, it's not my neighborhood. I don't have the time.
But your kids
I don't have the inclination.
See that.
Yeah, but he doesn't notice it, thank God, when we're going there to baseball, but it's just weird.
Well, you've
and
got the guy's
sort of
address. You could
are.
Send an anonymous letter saying, hey, you're in a school zone. It'd be great if you took
over.
That down.
Yeah, what do you think he's going to do with that? The kind of person that would fly that flag, what do you think they're going to do
with
that?
Well, the sheriff's office comes and is like, here's your fine every month.
Yeah. Maybe he's already dealt with that. I would think you'd have to. I mean, you're not going to be in a neighborhood where it's not. There isn't some portion of the society that would be totally offended by that, regardless of politics.
And it's
I just
not,
get curious when I see that.
To be clear, it's not the governor's mansion.
No, it's not the governor's mansion.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I mean, I don't know if that's something.
Lovely little
is that something that
home.
The Secret Service should know about?
I don't know. Why don't we, I have an idea. All right. Let's ask Dutch Pilot Girl.
Okay. Let's ask.
You're lucky because I've been flying to all these stunning and amazing Greek islands lately.
Thank you. Anyway.
I got to log some time. You're falling in love.
Yeah.
Speaking of falling in love, Mike, I have to scoot.
Oh, that's right. You have to leave because we were delayed today. Any parting words of wisdom, Oscar?
Smooches. Pony, if you can talk about somehow the infrastructure over the internet here with such passion as you did about fishing, I would appreciate it.
There you go.
Because you had so much more to say about fishing than you do the internet here at work.
little bit of a late start. Sorry about that.
God bless you.
Anyway, thank you. Bye. See you later. We'll see you tomorrow.
Au revoir,
anyway,
Oscar.
So the Rob Spiewak, you were talking before the show about something you received. Was this an email you got?
It's an email. And, you know, you get the weird email. Remember, I got the targeted Facebook ad when I just got diagnosed with all my medical for stage blood? And you wonder how they find you for things like this, right?
Well, you were obviously doing probably a lot of research on
about blood.
And, you know, they thought it was something theatrical.
Yeah. And they keep, and now they're trying to sell me foam cinder blocks and breakaway vases. This is a great company, but that's not the email I got today. This is from a company called Bark. And it says, Kisha, K-I-S-H-A, is looking for event performers. And somehow they've targeted me to be a possible hire to perform at a baby shower. Now, I'd love to, but I just have no act.
Wait. Who's Kisha is doing what?
This lady is on this bark.com. Her name is Kisha.
Is it a pet website, obviously?
No.
Or trees?
It is, no, it's not.
Well, bark.com, I would assume it's about pet lovers.
No, and it says here, about Bark. I read into it. At Bark are the world's fastest growing online marketplace. Thousands of individuals and small businesses come to us every day looking for a range of service.
Why is it called Bark?
I don't know, but she's looking for someone to perform at a baby shower for people 18 to 59 years old. It's an indoor event.
Perform?
Yes. And it says, what kind of performer would you consider? And she says, I'm open to suggestions. And
so let me just stop you because you're steamrolling through this very fast. I want to slow down and see if I've got this right. So there you receive completely randomly an email from a company called Bark.
Bark, yes.
Bark.com, B-A-R-K.
B-A-R-K is the name of the company. And Kisha is apparently a client throwing a baby shower. And she wants to hire someone to perform at the baby shower. And this email
this seems like
found
a next door website type of thing. You know,
it's in Washington, D.C. She is apparently the performer needs
here
to
go. Here it is. Wait, I've got it. It says, find the perfect professional for you. Mm-hmm. So this is someone, I know what's going on here. You're a performer, you're somebody who does a podcast. And so she's looking for people that might pop up as funny comedian style people. That's probably why you got it, right?
I would guess, but I need to cook up an act if I'm going to do a baby shower.
You could go to a baby shower and just tell stories about your liver, and I think they'd be thrilled to death. You
know? My first gut would be to go with stories about my kids, but you're saying go liver?
Gardening, house cleaning, painting and decorating, personal training, counseling. You might want to look on that one yourself.
Yeah, sure.
Might be helpful. Massage therapy.
Yeah.
Then they've got wedding events, wedding photography, DJ, magician. Did you do a dive on this website at all?
No, I didn't. I just found out what it was. I was just excited that they wanted me to perform.
Web design, accounting, social media marketing. Well, that's what we should. I don't know if this is offering the services or, you know, or whether they're doing.
I think what happens is someone who would want someone who is into social media marketing would go on to Bark and then they would try to link it with someone who sells that.
Would you like to hear some of the reviews on Bark?
I would.
One of the most honest experiences I've had on the web ever. I recommend Bark. Excellent service. They responded much faster than I'd anticipated. I was left with a wide range of offers. Brilliant work, Bark. That comes from Sunny. Sunny wrote that. And the Sunny is spelled like a sunny day.
Oh, and not like Sunny Jurgensen?
I know who you are, Bark.
I need a magician. And it would just be him. I want a magician to come
what
to my
the
townhouse.
Son's name? What was the son's
Gunner.
Name? I was having a party for Gunner, and we had a magician. We thought he was just fine. And then we went out to his favorite restaurant. I found using Bark amazing, posted a request, and had 5 contacts within 30 minutes. Excellent service. You're on Bark for some reason. Somebody's reaching out to you for this.
Yeah, and, I should cook something
What are you planning?
Up.
Well, I mean, you know, see, there's where I don't think you need to cook something up. You sound like you're grifting. You should probably just perform. Right?
I'm, you know, I've lost a lot of weight. If they like dancing, I could do something. I mean, it would be family friendly.
Is it local? Are you able to find that out?
2000002. I don't know where that part of DC is.
All right. This is what I could write it right now. Pretend I'm writing the response.
Okay.
I am a storyteller, and I have lived an incredibly full life. I would regale your guests with stories of broadcasting, health and fitness, and my wonderful relationship with the Hindenburg.
Beautiful.
And you could, you could do something like that.
Yeah, I would probably, I would say that I'm the father of two, and I can talk about the joys of parenting because it's a baby shower. You want to tailor it to that.
You could bring your brother over, and you could bring his collection of fishing lures, and you guys could do that together too.
Don't have
a baby on the end of a pole. Sure,
I've used Bark twice now for two completely different services, and I've had a fantastic experience both times. Jane, spelled J-A-Y-N-E. I'm not sure you can.
Well, that's Jane Meadows.
One of the most honest experiences I've ever had on the web. There it is again. They've got that one. Join as a professional. Here we go. I've got that. What service do you provide?
Storytelling.
Simple word. No. Joy.
Love.
Joy? I provide the service of joy.
Saying get started. I'm putting this in. Please select a service.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me see if there's entertainment, social media, graphic design, house cleaning, personal trainer. No, they don't have that.
Well, put personal trainer in then.
No, not for you. Not yet. You're not ready for it. I'm going to put commercial and office cleaning.
Okay, thank you. That'll be good. I'll bring my own brushes.
Good luck with that.
Bart, thank you.
Explore Bart.
I'm going to be amazing among the wedding reception and baby shower communities. I'll do them all.
Every half hour, we get one of these companies. Pain in the ass. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it's Soundtown.
We're going there.
You doubt what? What? What's that? What did
you
say?
We're going to Soundtown.
Oh, thank you. All right, thank you. We'll be right back.
Hey, mates. Did you hear the latest bonus show? Ah, schmoll, it was a cracking good one. Yeah, can you believe what Mac did this time?
Oh, yeah.
I see that, a bleeding idiot.
Hey, guys, what are you going on about?
Schmingo, we're talking about the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Have you heard it?
What the bloody hell is a Mike O'Mara bonus show?
What? You mean you aren't subscribed?
Yeah, don't be a git, Schmingo. You've got to subscribe to be in the know. Schmoll got me a subscription last year as a Gary Krimble gift, and I was just chuffed about it.
Beetle.
What goes on in your mind, man? Look, act naturally, and purchase a Mike O'Mara bonus show subscription today. Go to Mike O'Mara.
Oh, it was very close. Really almost sorry. Made to the end. Yeah.
Really, really sorry those the dialects do not meet my standards.
The George wasn't sorry. Right? The George was off. Really.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's the question. Is that piece of plastic in your wallet doing enough for you? Is it? With the Secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can start building credit with everyday purchases and on-time payments. You see, with Credit Builder, members can increase their credit history with no annual fees or interest, and having a good credit score can mean getting better car loan rates, or renting apartments easier, or just give you bragging rights around the dinner table.
Sure.
So, continue your credit journey with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes, and it doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/TMOS. That's chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank NA pursuant to a license from Visa USA. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply for the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Regular on-time payment history can have a positive impact on your credit score. Impact to score may vary, and some users' scores may not improve. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Time for... What's it time for? It's time for this.
What's that sound?
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound Town.
Mike, you're a little fickle. Where are you on baseball right now?
Where I am with sports in general, I am. I have become a one-sport spectator guy. I like to watch a little golf, but I love the NFL. The NFL can't come soon enough. I do not follow my Red Sox, and I look in occasionally, and they're having a tough run, so I don't pay attention. I'm a playoff guy with hockey to a degree, but I haven't paid any attention to it this season. So right. I'm just not.
Are you enough into
Florida?
Are you enough into baseball to know the name Reese Detmer?
Nope.
He is a pitcher for the Los Angeles Angels. They beat Tampa last night, 12-0. But at age 22, Detmer threw a no hitter. Pretty cool. Yeah, so that's pretty good.
Ground ball. Velasquez throws across.
That send is fantastic. Screaming at me, fellas. I hate to do it in the middle of the show.
Okay.
Can we please fix that?
I think that was
now
the
three
level on that.
Times. Okay. We really have to figure that out if we can. It would be very helpful. Go ahead. Sorry, Rob.
I was going to say, Mike, sometimes you just want people to say, you know, nothing. Shut up. Shut up. Please shut up. And Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, they've got it all, don't they?
Yeah.
And you just don't want to hear, when someone has it that good or ostensibly that good, you don't want to hear them opining
well,
on
how you can
make
it. Well, wasn't he cheating a while ago, though? Wasn't he? I mean, you know, wasn't there a little blip on that radar? Well, there were rumors. There was a picture of him, I think, in New Orleans where he's on a balcony kind of canoodling with another girl. So what I'm saying for counterbalance here is that it's not just all sweetness and light, but obviously you're trying to make a point and I'm pooping all over it.
No, that's fine. I mean,
that.
But I think as a rule, they try to paint themselves as a great Hollywood couple.
Okay.
And that's great. But sometimes just shut up. I don't need Jessica Biel telling me Justin Timberlake's marriage advice. I don't need this.
I'll have to give Justin the credit in this moment for this one thing that he always says to me is, we might be married, but we have to keep dating. And it's so true, you know? You just have to keep making time for each other and you have to keep making each other a priority and do the things that you love together. It's not always easy, as we all know, but those touch point moments, I think, kind of make all the hard times, you know, palatable.
I think their marriage would be happier if Justin Timberlake had hair like what you just did to yourself.
Thank you. I'm trying to limp to the finish line here, Rob. Doing the very best I can.
Do you do anything that is not like a standard traditional thing for most people? Something unique to you that you do once a year?
Yeah, we actually walk around the neighborhood. You kind of got me with that, Ron. Rob, let's see, because it's really late in the day, and I'm really trying to come up with
toasty,
something funny.
That's fine.
Well,
yeah.
What we do is we actually walk the neighborhood, hide in some of the shrubs, and try to tip the elderly off of their bikes.
And you still do that in June, right?
We do that in June. That is our June thing. Hey, you're down here. Obviously, you're not a snowbird. You're a full timer, and our little prank to say welcome to full-time residency down in South Florida. Boom, skin knee, laugh hysterically, and we go back and drink margaritas.
Well, do you know what Dr. Phil does once a year? Still?
What does he do?
Every year he does this.
I do. You know, Oprah and I met in the late 90s. Then, you know, I started doing the show and then started doing the show a lot. And then we launched the show. And, you know, it really changed my life a lot. And it's just been really important to me every year to stop, sit down, and write her a letter and say, thank you for the impact you've had on me and my family. And I've done it every year for 25 or 26 years. And I've got this value, don't forget who brung you to the dance.
Yeah.
And I've never let her think I forgot who brung me to the dance.
Phil at the dance.
Duh. I love you. You have made my fortune. Thank you, Oprah. And I do this because, well, what you're listening to is a very, very convoluted and long explanation of what I am doing, which is kissing ass, big time, smooching ass. Every year for 24 years,
hey,
I kiss Oprah's ass.
McGraw, I found out that when your letter arrives every June, Oprah just throws it away.
I know she uses it as toilet paper, but it still doesn't matter. I'm Phil McGraw.
Okay. The two sides of Tom Cruise, as now they're really starting to pour out the promo stuff for Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, and I hope it's good. You know, I really do. This one I'm rooting for. Because
it
looks like...
Will you go to a theater for this?
I might do that with my son. I might take him to see it. I think, as a matter of fact, it's a lock. I'll take him to see it. It looks really cool.
You should show him the first one first, and so he's and gauge it and see if he likes it. But anyway...
He'd love it. He's a perfect age for it.
Well, we all watched that Val Kilmer documentary that was so heartbreaking in many ways.
Yeah.
And originally, he didn't want to do the sequel. Originally, didn't want to do the first movie. But Tom Cruise fought, and Val Kilmer is in a small part. He's in the new movie.
Okay.
And here he is, Tom Cruise, talking about getting Val to do it.
You know, in the first one, I really rallied hard for him to make the movie.
You're everyone's problem.
And the kind of talent that he has, and you see that scene, is very special. This is very special.
there's a big scene apparently with them together. And I don't know. I love Val Kilmer, and we've been through this before. We've been through this when we talked about
it. I'm such a fan. Such a great, great actor. Really, one of the best.
Yeah, and so I hope that he is, A, well-represented in the picture and
he will
used
be.
Well. I hope so.
I think they'll treat him fine. I think they will. I don't even worry about that. I think, you know, Val Kilmer has been so open and honest about his battles with cancer, and I think that it's really something that I look forward to. And I think this movie... The buzz on this movie is pretty strong. Would you not agree?
I agree.
It really, really is.
It's going to be the movie of the summer. I mean, it's already sort of predetermined. But if you have not seen the documentary on Val Kilmer, I think it's just called Val, watch it. You'll have a new respect for this actor
Absolutely.
Who has done a lot of great stuff. But on the other side of the Tom Cruise coin is originally, remember we've had a few weeks ago or maybe last week, Lady Gaga did the love theme for the new Maverick, and it's great. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. She wasn't the first choice. First choice was 21 Pilots. How great would it be to be part of a band? You get a call and say, hey, there's a new Top Gun movie coming out. We want you to do a song, right? What could possibly go wrong?
I was working with the music placement person for the new Top Gun on writing
Stop
a new
right
song
there. Stop
them.
Right there. I'm going to let you start it again. But right off the bat, that's just not an accurate description of the title. Okay.
You're right.
It would be
right.
A producer, an EP. It would be, you know what I mean? It's
the music placement person.
All right, go ahead.
Well,
it's
the guy from 21 Pilots. I don't think he's been to the school very much. So.
I was working with the music placement person for the new Top Gun on writing a new song for them. And then I believe Tom Cruise came in and just fired everyone. That trailer's been out for like 3 years. So there's been a few overhauls, and I was a part of that.
So 21 Pilots missed it by that much. And that's got to suck. That really has to suck. Tom Cruise, no. No. So
see you later.
For the
music placement person.
Yeah, music placement. And you know what? Who better to be in the Maverick movie than 21 Pilots?
What kind, you know, and then do you see that at the credits too? Music placement person?
Music placement person, and also movie acted by is another credit.
Movie
guy
acting
who points
person.
The camera. Movie acting person.
Tom Cruise.
And Mike, Seth Meyers, we close with this. There is a horrible suspect on the loose. Beware.
Authorities in Texas are looking for a man who allegedly burglarized a home and then mowed the front and back lawns before fleeing the scene. Police describe the suspect as your dad.
That's all I got. Have a good day, everybody.
Now leaving SoundCloud. Please come again.
That's it. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you all so much. Pony, good luck on the lakes and
Thank
on the
you.
Sea and everywhere you fish. I appreciate
the,
that
the old
segment.
Man in the sea.
And fix the levels, guys. That's all I care about for the next show. We'll be back tomorrow. Brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and Pony Boy, fishing magician Matt Bloom, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Dutch pilot girl.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
When did you first start dreaming of this moment?